And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A filmmaker in California has learned the hard way that documenting free speech apparently makes you a criminal, at least outside of a Planned Parenthood. The Emmy-winning documentarian, Dan Brown Jr., was handcuffed, shoved in a hot police car for over an hour, and his cameras were seized all for filming street preachers outside of a California Planned Parenthood. The transgender ideology house of cards continues collapsing worldwide as Australia's Northern Territory just became the first jurisdiction down under to ban men from women's prisons. Full stop. The chief minister put it bluntly, saying, if you're born a bloke, you go into a men's prison. This comes after a convicted pedophile who abused his 5-year-old daughter suddenly discovered he was female to get into a women's facility. Meanwhile, here at home, medical professionals are exploiting HIPAA laws to hide gender transitions from parents. A new Do No Harm report reveals hospitals are denying parents access to their 13-year-old's medical records, while Epic and Oracle, who control 60% of electronic health records, push inclusive care that lets kids fill out organ inventories and pronoun preferences. Children's Hospital in D.C. is asking 13-year-olds in the emergency room about their sexual contact history. Speaking of ideological insanity, Canada's NDP has reached peak woke by officially referring to women as non-males. Yeah, the party claims to champion equality, but can't even say what a woman is anymore. They're also demanding half their leadership signatures come from anyone except straight white men. Yeah, with just 7 seats and 6% of the vote, you'd think they'd focus on appealing to actual voters instead of competing for the intersectionality Olympics. President Trump continues delivering wins on multiple fronts. His administration has just announced over 527,000 deportations, with another 1.6 million self-deporting. On the economic front, Trump and Japan signed a rare earth minerals pact to break China's stranglehold, plus a $550 billion investment deal that includes $100 billion for nuclear reactors, and Toyota is committing another $10 billion for U.S. auto plants. Those aren't just numbers. Those are strategic victories for America. Even big tech's feeling the pressure to abandon woke priorities. Amazon cut 14,000 corporate jobs while investing billions in infrastructure, finally admitting that bureaucratic bloat doesn't deliver customers. Google, Meta, and Amazon have all abandoned DEI quotas, recognizing that merit should win out every time. And PBS closed its diversity office to comply with Trump's executive orders while the FCC is investigating Comcast's discriminatory practices. The free market speaking loud and clear. If you go woke, you tend to go broke. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.